You also can learn more about activities at our Youth Media Center by going to ymc.slbradio.org. That youth-facing portal has been remodeled, so to speak, and it looks great. There is more there, and it's a lot easier to navigate. I was going to say, don't take it from me. Take it from the two people that are with me, but I don't want to assume they feel the same way. Have you had a chance to look at it yet?
I have a little bit. I think it looks really good.
Yeah. Megan did a lot of that with some input from others. You just heard Finch with us today. And also with us is Clara. Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to let each of you sort of introduce yourself, perhaps what grade you just began and where you go to school. Anything else you might like to say? And if you have any shout-outs, silly as it may seem, this is a good time to do it. Clara, why don't you start?
Hi, my name is Clara, and I'm a current senior at the Winchester Thurston School in Shadyside. And I'm really excited to be here today, and I guess I'll shout out my mom, who came along with me and is excited to hear me. I think this is the first time she's come into the studio and heard me on the radio from outside. So that's exciting.
That's
usually
great.
It's my dad.
Would she be holding up the pink camera there?
Yeah, yep. She's putting with the phone out there.
Should we tell her she's on her phone too much?
No.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Finch?
Hi, I'm Finch. I'm a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa downtown. I will also shout out my mom, who woke up earlier than she wanted to drive me here, which is important on account of I would not have gotten sleep otherwise.
I should remind you that we are always happy to make wake-up calls. there's two ways we make them. One, we would just phone, anybody at your request. The other way that's really fun is you can tune to our web stream or tune the radio, and we'll be really quiet for about 5 seconds and let you turn it all the way up while it's still quiet. And then we'll yell, "Wake up!" And it's fun until they wake up, and then there's a lot. We actually did used to do that. It wouldn't be quite in the digital era. That's not going to work quite as well as it used to. So we're going to talk about the Youth Advisory Council here at the Youth Media Center, but I'm curious, senior year, I can remember like it was yesterday. I know it's only been a couple weeks, but any excitement already underway, or what are your schedules like?
At Kappa, this was the first year that we actually got to pick our classes, really. So that's been really great. One of my classes is just hanging out with the cool Spanish teacher and watching movies. So that's been really fun. School is always a lot. That's never going to be the best time, but it's better than junior year because junior year is evil and mean and nobody likes that one.
It is, and I don't know if I can generalize, but at least for me, I found college junior year that way too. It's almost like we're going to put you through a lot of stuff just in case we have to put you through it again in senior year. But if you get through your junior year well, you could get through, have a more enjoyable senior year.
Mm-hmm.
What's your major at Kappa?
I'm a dramatic theater major.
Ah, what's nice that you get to watch films. That is an important part. What about for you, Clara?
I think, just how Finch is watching films with his Spanish teacher, I'm doing the same in my Chinese class. We're watching all films in Chinese and learning about kind of films from Taiwan and China and just learning about that film industry. And so that's really fun. So I guess that's a connection between the two schools. And just, it's a lot of work, but kind of trying to take it all in your last year, hang out with friends while also balancing college applications, clubs, activities. But I don't know. I'm liking it so far. I love all my classes. They're all unique in their own way. I have a class called Urban Research and Design, where I walk throughout the city of Pittsburgh and we look at how the city kind of prioritizes pedestrians or traffic, car drivers, and seeing how we can balance everything for all types of commuters and make everything safe for everyone while also still being efficient.
Who teaches that class?
Michael Narragon.
Yeah, I thought so. I know Dr. Narragon. Yes. And say hello to him for me. Dr. Narragon is a gem. He's just an incredible teacher. And the idea of just rethinking how a city might be designed better for all people is really cool. Finch, you mentioned she's in classes. Did you make any other choices in addition to hanging out with the Spanish teacher?
Oh, yeah. I am in my forensics class this year, so that's been pretty fun. Our first project is making a presentation researching a serial killer from the Wikipedia list of American serial killers, except that
I don't know why I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing, but...
No, because we were given, like, 10 minutes at the end of class to pick one, and I accidentally picked one that doesn't exist. Polly Bartlett, who supposedly, back in the Wild West days of Wyoming, would, like, lure guys into her and her dad's inn and poison them and steal their money until her dad was a bumbling idiot and got them caught. Except I quickly realized that that is the extent of the information about her, because she definitely was not a real person, and I do not have enough to make a slideshow about her.
So you can't just make it up, I guess. You're supposed to...
Well, I mean, to be fair, if I did, it would be about as accurate as the rest of it.
What really made me laugh was a Wikipedia list of serial killers.
Yeah.
You know, there's a group for just about anything, I guess, or a way to catalog just about anything. Do you have debate at Winchester Thurston or forensics?
Not really. No, not at all. So, but that's fascinating. I'm just listening and I want to know more from this forensics class.
So will somebody need to debate the pros and cons of serial killings, or
I don't suspect that'll be a debate. No, that would be an interesting class.
One of my favorite. I did not take debate, but I taught a little bit of debate, and I've told this story before, but I won't get into too much detail. But we divided the group into two, selected an issue, and required that one group argue in favor of it and the other group argue against it, regardless of how they felt. It was just regardless of how you personally felt, just practice being the opposition and the proponent. We had a lot of fun doing that. Sometimes it helped with developing some empathy too. And in this particular case, everybody probably would have been on one side, so it was important to try to get some dialogue going. Well, talking about dialogue, our Youth Advisory Council, which might surprise you, I know a bit about it, but I don't know every single thing about it because it's not for me. It's for folks who are part of our programs at the Youth Media Center. What I can tell you is before we built the Youth Media Center, we visited a dozen different facilities all across the country. We looked at papers. We talked to academics. And every good facility had a Youth Advisory Council of some sort. Wasn't always called that. We chose Youth Advisory Council because we kind of like the acronym of YAC, which is good if you do audio programming. And it's extremely important to have that kind of body to help us make sure we're on track. I know I'm trying to think, each of you have had a couple years. Finch, your second year, and Clara, your third year on the council. Can you guys talk a little bit together about what you do, what you've accomplished?
Really, in our first year, so I guess in 2024, 2025, we really wanted to engage with the students at SLB and in the YMC, which is the Youth Media Center. And so we wanted to bring more attention to student voice and not have as much of a disconnect between YAC and the YMC. So we started planning something called beginning of summer kickoff, or kind of a party to celebrate student work. And it has been really great to see. In the first year, we had maybe 5 or 10 students, and last year it went up to 20. So every year we kind of get more people and more interest, and it's just really nice seeing and hearing student voice and being able to celebrate it. So I think our goal probably for next year is just to get more interest and more involvement between good communication with the students and then with YAC, just to broaden our community and outreach.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I would say that's just about really just trying to make sure that student voices are heard and acknowledged, and we actually do something with that. Trying to see, just generally give the YMCA staff, try to give them a different perspective, see where things could be improved where it needs to, see what things are working really well and what everyone really likes and why everyone keeps coming here. Generally try and make it the best experience that it can be for the students.
One of the, there are two things that stand out to me. One is when we added Saturday hours. The first time we decided to do that, we decided that our Saturday hours would be 2 to 6. And we really thought that was the right thing to do. We kind of made a stereotyped decision that, oh, teens probably don't want to get up real early, so we'll start at 2. And I think those choosing to come here were few and far between. And we talked to the Youth Advisory Council, and I think this predates both of you, and we're told politely, of course, that's our everybody's style here, but pretty much, you know, if you changed it to 10 to 2, a lot of teens would probably really prefer that. And it made all the difference in the world. 10 to 2, I mean, you don't have to be here for the whole time or even every week, but that was a much more compatible time with people's lives. And we, without the Youth Advisory Council, we would not have known to do that. And another thought is the, I'm thinking of the code. Is it, I don't want to get the name wrong, is it code of conduct or?
Community guidelines.
That's what it is. I was going to say, I don't think we would use language like code of conduct, but it's community guidelines. They're all really positive. It's sort of, it is a list of 10 things that includes be positive and I don't think either of you have it memorized, but there are just some really good kind of ground rules for how to be. And what I love about it is they are all things that are things to do. They're all positive, not don't do this or don't do that. They all are positive things. So that's a great way to be able to do things. Now, I know new members are being sought for the Youth Advisory Council. That's one reason you're here. Why would somebody want to join the Youth Advisory Council, even if you're brand new?
I think for me, the Youth Advisory Council taught me a lot about confidence and being able to kind of get out of my comfort zone and speak to new people, especially because you're with so many other people and you're not forced to speak, but it is encouraged and kind of problem solve to help a broader community. And so I think it's a lot of fun and you make a lot of great friends, but you also kind of build a stronger sense of self by reaching out and trying new things. With that kind of, as you said, with our community guidelines, you always have that positive support from all the people around you. So it's kind of a situation where you never know what's going to happen until you try. But if you try and maybe it doesn't turn out the best way, everyone behind you is going to support you and help you out. So I think it's a really great space. And it's a great space for kids that want to kind of try new things and maybe get out of their comfort zone and reach out to more people to just give it a shot.
Yeah. The other thing I'd add, and Finch may want to add some things too. First of all, I should have begun by letting you both know how grateful I am and everybody here is that you're, you know, earmarking your time to do this. We simply like having you here to create, but being part of the leadership through the Youth Advisory Council really does mean a lot to us. Also, I think there's a place for everybody. Maybe you have really strong ideas or strong feelings about something that you want to present, or maybe you just want to help push forward ideas that emerge. There's so many things that can happen. Finch, have there, being somebody now coming up on your second year, we talked before about the summer party. Are there other activities that you've been involved with?
I think that was the, to my memory at least, that was the big, like, that was the major activity specifically. But we also, and also I wasn't able to make a lot of the meetings for, like, the full second half of the year because I was constantly busy with everything. But I know we also did, like, smaller events, like, The we were doing paper snowflakes, and then we realized that nobody knew how to make paper snowflakes, and no matter how hard we tried, we just could not manage to make a paper snowflakes. That transformed into the community rejected snowflake wall, which is no longer up, sadly, but it was very great while it was there.
It was great. It got a lot of attention, actually, and I think it was just a seasonal thing when it disappeared. But yes, the wall of community rejected snowflakes. That's a skill you have when you're like five and it atrophies from there forward. What about recruiting students? I know registration day is something that the Youth Advisory Council has been involved in. Clara's nodding her head. Have you been involved with that?
Not essentially registration day, but in kind of our summer activity, we like to pull people in and say, oh, and by the way, this is who is kind of organizing this event, and we'd really love it if you joined. So through our slideshow, we had kind of images and a link to sign up, and we'd love for more people to show their interest and maybe sign up. And so kind of through those little events, kind of pushing our application to people just to give it a shot. And
if you go to slbradio.org/SLBYAC, YAC for Youth Advisory Council, slbradio.org/SLBYAC, you can learn more about joining the Youth Advisory Council. You can learn more about our Youth Media Center at ymc.slbradio.org. You know, they make me ask you what you think you want to do after you graduate. If they didn't do it, I wouldn't do it. But people are wondering that. Any thoughts yet?
I still have the same very specific plan as the last time I was asked this question, which is after I graduate high school, I'm going to go to college for 4 years, hopefully really looking at Ithaca College or maybe Drexel over in Philly. Then I'm going to come back to Pittsburgh, and because you guys at SLB just couldn't get rid of me if you tried.
No, we don't want to. Yes.
Great. In that case, I will be working here for as long as it takes me to save up the funds and get good enough at film to be able to run an independent film studio full time, and then do that and go from there.
So we'll have you for maybe a month. No, there's new people listening, but I remember your goals, but who might be hearing them for the first time. What about you, Clara?
I think for me, I also want to go to a four-year college and study international relations and business, especially Chinese. I'm really fascinated with learning it, and I want to continue that. And so actually on Wednesday, I got into Pitt, and I was really excited.
Yes.
So that's one of my top choices just because I love the city of Pittsburgh, and I love all the opportunities Pitt has. But I'm still kind of looking around at other schools, and we'll see. But right now I'm happy and relieved. I'm into college and at least going to somewhere. And
no, that takes a lot of weight off your shoulders. Have you been to Ithaca, Finch?
Oh, yeah. I've been up like twice to the college, I think, three times just to Ithaca in general. Mm-hmm. I'm going around. Oh, God, I have so many college tours. Next week I'm going to two in New York. But I do get to rewatch the play Stranger Things, The First Shadow, which is easily the best thing to come out of the Stranger Things franchise. And if for some reason you are in New York before January, I beg of you, go see it. It is so good.
Tell me, what is it again?
Stranger Things, The First Shadow. It is a prequel to Stranger Things, like several years before. I haven't even seen the full show. I watched season one, and then I got like a few episodes into season two, and I won't spoil anything, but there's a choice they made that just completely undid the end of season one, and it just ruined all of the impact of that, and I could never get past that. And also, the Duffer brothers never wanted that storyline to continue past season one, so I'm just going to pretend it ended there.
There you go. Life is what you make it, right?
Exactly.
It's really good to have the two of you here. Is there anything else you want to add? Well, I guess I'll ask. I'm going to ask you a question, if I may, which is, why do you think youth voice is important, and particularly amplifying youth voice?
I think every year when I've written in my YAC application, I write about how oftentimes youth sees what adults might miss. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of youth doesn't get a say in what happens to them, but they're often the ones most heavily impacted by decisions. And so I think kind of just giving your two cents, it gives youth more confidence, but it also gives them their own sense of autonomy and really prepares them and sets people up for the next step in life. So giving yourself that confidence of maybe being in YAC also will help you in the future to kind of reach out to people and to also be an empath and learn about other people. And so it gives you new perspective, but it also kind of boosts you up and prepares you for a next journey while also bettering your own life by advocating for yourself.
Yeah, I would say, you know, a big, very frequent thing, especially around high school age, is suddenly you are expected to start having all the responsibilities of being an adult without having any really of the benefits that come with that. And I think it's really important, like, you know, in addition to all of that, trying to like make it feel like you are seen, that you do deserve to be able to speak and be heard, and like, you know, you're not just doing all of this and dealing with all of this pressure suddenly for no reason. I think that is something I found really empowering through the Youth Advisory Council and really all of the Youth Media Center programs here.
Thank you both for being here. And I'm grateful for your service, but also for your answers to that question. Anything else either of you want to add?
No, I think thank you for having us, and we hope you enjoyed our conversation and are looking into it, applying to Yak, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can learn more about applying to be on the Yak at slbradio.org/slbyak. And you can also learn more about the Youth Media Center at ymc.slbradio.org. Thanks to Clara and Finch.